The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spies, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live from sunny Yakima, Washington, as I take a moment to rearrange some things. I'm sitting in the top row of six rows of bleachers here at Riverside Christian School here in East Yakima, just on the east side of the Yakima River. And it was fairly crowded around the outlet area by the top row of the bleachers, but one group left right next to me to give me a little bit of room. Now I've got the crowd mic cord wrapped around my leg. Anyway, so I wanted to put my gear there before somebody else took the spot. And so there we go. Now I'm all set. We're at DeSales, or excuse me, we're at Riverdew Christian School here. Riverside Christian School, home of the Riverside Christian Crusaders. It is a boys-only event. The Riverside Christian does not have a girls program. And the game time is an afternoon matinee, 4 o'clock. It was originally scheduled for 6 p.m., but there were no officials available at 6 p.m. They said we either could play before or after. So we're here before, so we're here early. That means we'll get to head home early. Coach Eric Wood's boys are on a 5-game winning streak. They're 8-1 in the Southeast 1B Grape Division, 12-3 overall. Riverside Christian's boys under head coach Jason Eaton, they are 5-6 in the division for fifth place in the division. They are 10-6 overall. Their current streak is one loss. The Irish boys will be warming up directly in front of me. I'm just to the right side of half court. I'll actually be sitting right in the walkway that goes up the bleachers with the Riverside Christian bench down to my right, the scores table directly to my left, and then further down to the left will be Coach Eric Wood and his staff and his team. The Irish boys warming up in the forest green road uniforms for the second game in a row. We were at Prescott last night. Forest green with the Vegas gold numbers trimmed in black. Riverside Christian is warming up to my left in the home whites with the dark royal blue trim. Also some Vegas gold in there as well. These teams met back on December 19th in Walla Walla. We'll talk about that as we get going into our pregame. We're glad you've joined us for this boys-only contest. You're listening to Irish Boys Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live here at Riverside Christian School. The warm-up's continuing. The Sales boys got a win at Prescott last night. Overmatched Tigers, had not won a game this year. Coach Wood's team won it 70-26. Got off to a fast start. Everyone who suited up played. Coach Wood was able to rest a couple of guys. Malachi Raymond and Manning Filand are both nursing some minor issues. And so they were able to rest, but they are in uniform for this one. Riverside Christian, as I mentioned in the opener, they are 5-6 in the division, currently number 5. The top four teams make the postseason. Next week is the last week of the regular season. And so if you're sitting in that 3, 4, and 5 spot, and sometimes even the 6 spot, the pressure's on to stay, to advance to that league tournament the first week in February. Riverside Christian did not play last night. They started the season 5-0, but since then they're 5-6. They had some health issues with one of their top players. He's back in uniform now, and they're hoping to peak at the right time and reach the postseason. Let's go ahead and take a quick look at the Southeast 1B Grape Division standings. Keep in mind the top four teams make the postseason, and with 1 week left, it's been a tough league season. That top to bottom, or at least the top six teams, I would say, or the top seven teams, except for Prescott, who is winless, I would say every team in our division is playoff caliber worthy, and I've watched a lot of games over the years. Liberty Christian is on top of everybody. They are 10-0 in the division, 16-0 on the season. They are ranked number 1 in the state. The Sales boys in second place at 8-1, 12-3 overall. They are ranked number 7 in the state. Whoa. And Sunnyside Christian is 6-3 in the division, 3rd in the division, and they're ranked number 10 in the state. So in this division alone, we have 3 teams ranked in the top 10 in the state. Touche's currently in 4th place at 6-5. Riverside Christian in 5th place. Yakima Nation Tribal. Walla Walla Valley Academy, and then Prescott. Okay. So that's a look at the division standing. The Lady Irish are in 3rd place. They got the win at Prescott last night, and they'll head into that last week in 3rd place. We'll take a look at the schedule and how that might impact the standings as well. The schedule next week is a very busy one. So both teams have gone to the benches, and they stopped the warm-up clock. And for a second, I thought, wait a minute, are we going to start the game? But it's senior day at Riverside Christian. So we'll take a little break, come back, and continue with our pregame here from Yakima. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com, and then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, it's been kind of a rocky start to this broadcast for me. When we went on the air, I was moving equipment around to save a spot in the top row of the bleachers here. And then as I was heading through the standings, both teams left the court and went and sat on their benches. That distracted me. I looked up at the clock, and they moved the time to 8:38 and then stopped it. And I'm like, what's going on? And then I figured out it's senior day. But it was a quick senior day. Young boys program, they have just 2 seniors. They're brothers, I assume. Micah, well, they were out there together with one gentleman. They're assuming that's their father. So Micah Morgan and Micah Rivera. Is that right? They have the same first names, but not the same last names. Micah Morgan and Micah Rivera. Okay. Well, they went out there with one gentleman between them, so I thought, well, they must be brothers. Okay, Micah Morgan, 6'2 senior, Micah Rivera, 6'3 senior. All right. And Micah Morgan, he's one of their top players. He did not play when these teams met back on December 19th. That game was actually played at Walla Walla Community College. And the Irish boys won that one 67-37. But Micah Morgan, one of their top players, did not play in that contest. He had a health issue, but he's apparently got that taken care of. And he's back in action. And Micah Rivera had 14 points against us in that ball game. So their 2 best players, seniors, standing out there on senior day. But they're back out warming up, so I can breathe. I thought, gosh, I got to hurry up. We're just getting ready to start this game. But we're not. Still got about 9 minutes left in the warm-up period. So I can kind of backtrack a little bit. We were looking at those standings, and then the Sales boys currently number 2 and 8-1 in the division. Their only loss in division play is to undefeated and number 1 ranked in the state, Liberty Christian. The Irish lost to the Patriots back on January 7th by a score of 58-51. And next week, DeSales will face them again. DeSales boys and girls have a busy week next week to close out the regular season. 4 games in 5 days. Well, 4 games in 6 days, excuse me. Monday, Walla Walla Valley Academy is at DeSales. Girls tip off at 6, followed by the boys. Tuesday, big one for both the boys and the girls. They travel to Liberty Christian in Richland. Girls at 6, boys at 7:30. The standings right now on the girls' side, the Lady Irish are in 3rd place at 5-3. Liberty Christian, who lost last night to Sunnyside Christian, is 6-2, just 1 game ahead of DeSales. and Liberty Christian's girls are at Yakima Nation Tribal tonight, where they will take on the number one ranked in the division, number two ranked in the state, and undefeated Yakima Nation Tribal girls. So likely a defeat for Liberty Christian. So they'll be likely 6-3. The Sales girls play Wava on Monday, a team they beat handily last week. So likely the Irish girls will be 6-3. So that'll be a big game between DeSales and Liberty Christian, tied for second place. Liberty Christian's girls beat DeSales in a very close and a little bit controversial game. We'll talk about that next Tuesday when we're actually on the air with the Patriot ball game. And so that's the Tuesday game. Then no games Wednesday or Thursday. Then Friday, the Irish open up a weekend where they're at home, both games. Sunnyside Christian right in the mix on the girls' standings. Okay. And in the boys' standings, Sunnyside Christian's boys are 6-3 in the division. They've lost twice to Liberty Christian and then lost to DeSales. They lost to DeSales back on December 20th, and then went on a long win streak, and they've now lost their last two games. But from between December 20th and just the middle of this past week, Sunnyside Christian had gone on quite a win streak, and that'll be a very tough opponent for DeSales boys. And depending, so Tuesday and Friday, really, really big games for the DeSales boys, as is this one against Riverside Christian. They hit a little roadblock with their top player, Micah Morgan, being out with the health issues. They started off 5-0 and then lost several games until they got him back. So the Irish boys will be really tested in this one as well, if they want to keep their positioning as number two in the division heading to Liberty Christian next week. So busy, busy end of the regular season coming up next week. And then the final game of the regular season, Saturday, January 31st, Tushy, who's very athletic, comes to the Irish gym for senior night. And Tushy is fighting hard for a third or fourth position. They're currently in fourth position right now in the boys' standing. So a lot of exciting, intense games to end up the league season, and then you ramp it up even more in February. You have league tournament, district tournament, state regionals, and then a trip to Spokane, hopefully, girls and boys. The Irish boys have been there 4 years in a row, finished third in the state the last 3 years straight, and the Irish boys want to get back there again. And they'll try to take a step in that direction, getting some momentum here against Riverside Christian's Crusaders in the ballgame today. Going to take another break, gather up the starting lineups, and be right back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Irish Boys Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live as the Riverside Christian Gymnasium's filling up for this 4 o'clock game on a Saturday. Six rows of bleachers on each side, dark blue bleachers. The writing on the court side, the Van Beek court, is blue with gold trim. It's a parquet-style floor, not quite like the Boston Garden, but it's kind of a cool look. And then they have the RCS emblem at their half court. Coach Eric Wood watching his guys warm up in those Road Forest green uniforms. Coach Wood and the Irish bench will be over to my left. Riverside Christian warming up at that end of the court. In the home whites with the royal blue numbers trimmed in Vegas gold. As I mentioned a couple times, Riverside Christian won their first five games, and they're 5-6 since then. They're currently fifth place in the league. They lost on Tuesday night down in College Place against Walla Walla Valley Academy in a close one, 76-74. That was on Tuesday. The same game relatively easily. Oakdale won two teams to beat the division. Irish won that one 64-36. Irish actually played at WABA last Tuesday, so a week apart. I know you can't always compare scores night to night, but fans like to do it, and I'm broadcasting to you fans at home. So Riverside Christian on January 20th were defeated by WABA 76-74, a two-point game. On January 13th, a week before that, DeSales beat WABA on the same floor by a score of 72-53. So, if you compare the scores, the Irish have the advantage, but you always got to play the game. So we'll take one more break. We'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live for a quick look at the starting lineups for this ballgame. For Riverside Christian, under head coach Jason Eaton, Judah Bowden, a 5'11 freshman, will start. He had 5 points when these teams met in December. Julian Allman, a 6'1 junior, will start. He had 4 points when these teams met in December. Waylon Johnson, a 6'1 sophomore, had 9 points the last time these teams met, including the 3-point total. Michael Rivera, 6'3 senior, he has a good place in the post, handles himself really well from a physical standpoint. He can play inside, he can play outside, he can handle the ball. 14 points the last time these teams met. And then Micah Morgan, their top player, the 6'2 senior, did not play back on December 19th. We'll be right back for the opening tip on 94.1 FM at KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right. They did the starting lineups and they had a prayer right after that. So I broke away real quick not to interrupt that with talking. Spencer Green, the 5'10 seniors out there starting. Cohen Wood, the 6 foot junior. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior. And Malachi Raymond, who did not suit up last night, 6'2 junior, he's out there. And Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior, he did not play last night either, nursing a mild injury. He had 10 going against Riverside Christian. Malachi did not play. He was still recovering from that broken finger in the state football championship run when these teams met back on December 19th. So Malachi is out there. The open tip is controlled by Riverside Christian. They have the ball down to my left, inside to Rivera. Rivera, double team, kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson cut off on the drive. Now up top it goes to Omlin. Omlin gets it over to Morgan. Morgan kicks it over to Johnson. Long shot, won't go. Rebound to Sales. Maddox finds the front court to Malachi Raymond. No room to shoot inside, kick out to Maddox. Now up top to Spencer Green. He'll get it back to Maddox, and they'll set up the offense against man-to-man defense by the Crusaders. Right wing pass goes to Wood. Down low to Malachi Raymond. Gets the cutter. Five. Man, shot is short, way short. Rebounded out of there by Morgan. Morgan ahead to Bowden. Bowden shot won't go. Rebound Maddox. Five. Outlet to Cohen Wood. Long pass at court to Green. He'll catch and shoot a long three. He's got it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three from the left corner. A rebound and two passes and a three-point field goal for Spencer Green. Irish score first, up 3-0. Bowden, the freshman, with it. Gets it inside to Rivera. Left-handed lay-in as he slices through the defense. Irish up 3-2. Maddox filing quickly into front court. Now right wing pass to Spencer Green. Cutter in the lane is Wood. catches it on the baseline, no room to shoot. Down the wing to Green, up top to Raymond. Swing it to Maddox, firing to Manning, firing inside to Wood. Cohen has the ball knocked away, gets it back, puts it up off the glass and in. Irish up 5-2. Irish show full court pressure after the made basket. They get it to Omlin. Omlin across the timeline. Irish retreat defensively. They're playing man-to-man as well. Up top to Micah Morgan. Spencer Green on him. So theoretically, the top two players at each team for each team going at it. Morgan on the drive, kick in the corner to Omlin, and Omlin hits a three. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three for the Crusaders. Ties the game at five apiece. 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Wood up top to Green. Green catch and shoot three from straight away. Out the arm won't go. Rebound inside by Manning Filing. Kick out to Maddox. Down on the baseline to Green. Passes high. He saves it to Malachi Raymond. Malachi on the drive. Pass in the corner to Maddox Filing. He drives baseline. Goes up on three players and he's fouled. A couple of high passes. DeSales is very intent on quick ball movement. The Irish able to retrieve the high passes, and then Maddox went one on three and drew the foul, and they don't have the player fouls up there. Did you see that foul?
I was waiting on that, too.
Well,
who's the foul?
There were three guys there. I'm not sure who they called it on, but Maddox hits the first free throw, and the Irish are up 6-5. Maddox hits both free throws. Full court pressure by the Irish.
Morgan.
Rivera gets it to Omlin. Omlin's pass stolen by Wood, then stolen right back by Omlin. Omlin gets it in the left corner to Johnson. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound Green. Wood stole that pass and immediately tried to throw it to the other end of the court. Omlin just jumped up and stole it right back. But the Irish get the ball off the miss. Rebound or shot by Maddox Filen, won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. They swing it around. Manning Filen for three, and Manning hits it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. The Irish have scored five in a row and lead it 10-5. Rivera across the timeline. Pass left wing knocked away. Morgan's got it. His shot won't go. Rebound inside by Bowden, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Irish didn't get Bowden blocked out. Judah Bowden, just a freshman. He's 5'11", an athletic-looking kid. And that foul was on
Spencer
Green. It's not a shooting foul. So they'll get it inbounds to Omlin. Omlin in the right corner to Johnson. Johnson down low to Rivera. Kick back out to Johnson. Long three on the way. In and out. Stays out. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Bowden. Bowden shot won't go. Rebound this time by Wood. So Riverside doing a nice job on the offensive boards. The Irish, fortunately, that they didn't get to finish any of those with a bucket. Now Wood drives down the lane as it slapped away, goes off his leg, saves it to Malachi Raymond. Malachi Raymond's pass out top, stolen by Rivera. Rivera goes up strong, leaves it short, gets his own rebound, and puts it back in. Cohen Wood tried to throw a skip pass right across the key. He can't do that. Irish up 10-7. Green on the drive, goes all the way, a little scoop to the hoop. It's off the mark. Spencer's missing a lot of those this year.
There's contact on that,
yeah,
coach.
Yeah. And we got a whistle and a travel call as they got it inside to Micah Morgan. He tried to pass it off and got called for traveling. Coach Wood calls timeout. His player's up 10-7, but it's been a little ragged. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. DeSales, the good news is we've hit two Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. Four players have scored for the Irish, and we lead 10-7 with the ball, but our passing has been quick but not always accurate. So Coach Wood trying to settle our guys down a little bit. We get to Maddox Filen. He'll fire three in and out. Won't go. Rebound Rivera. Rivera, long pass up court to Morgan. Morgan spins in the lane, scoop to the hoop, shot off the bottom of the backboard. Ball's loose, chased down in the corner by Malachi Raymond. Out front to Green. Three Crusaders hustle back to cutoff green, swinging around the corner to Wood. Back to Maddox, left open for three. He'll take it. He'll hit it. Irish, good ball movement there. Maddox, Filans, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three is good, and the Irish are up 13-7. It was 5-5. Then the Irish took a 10-5 lead. Now they lead by six at 13-7. Pass for Morgan, knocked away. Wood comes up with the loose ball. 3-on-2 for the Irish. Maddox, no room to shoot. Gets it to the trailer. Manning, Filan, and he lays it in. The Irish break down the Crusaders, get the steal and the bucket. Irish up 15-7. Three-quarter court type pressure by the Irish. They get down low to Morgan. Fade away on the baseline. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Crusaders. Substitutions for Coach Wood. Mateo Jimenez, Jackson Gazelle, and Jake Warwick all come into the ballgame. Filan, Wood, and Raymond get a break. Spencer Green and Maddox Filan, two of the Irish starters, stay out there. Irish with the ball, they lead by eight. 2:35 to go first quarter. They find Warwick wide open underneath. He misses it. Jake,
dang,
right in there. Off the backboard, too strong. Now Rivera with it. Up top to Morgan between the circles. Left wing pass goes to Johnson. Johnson will fire a contested three. It's off the mark. Long rebound chased down the far corner by Omlin. He's trapped there. He throws a wild pass out front near half court. Johnson's got it now to Bowden. They get into their offense. Bowden on the dribble drive. Cut off. Cross court pass to Johnson. Johnson throws up a wild 17-footer. It's an air ball. Saved by Bowden. Now Morgan, a fadeaway from the corner. He hits it long too. Wow. I'm not sure if there was any kind of an offensive pattern there, but Riverside Christian found a way to score it. And there's Cassell with a travel. He came to the top of the key area to catch the pass, made the jump stop, and then skidded. 1:49 to go first quarter. DeSales up 15-9. Riverside Christian with the ball. So a lot of one-on-one type basketball seems for the Crusaders. Have to stay disciplined on their man defense and be ready to help each other. They spread the floor, all five players outside the three-point line. Rivera hands it off to Morgan. Morgan with Warwick on him. Morgan hands it off to Omlin. He'll fire a deep three, and he hits it. The Irish sagged off, and Julian Omlin, second Hank Warden, Edwards' own three of the game, and it's a three-point game. Jimenez drives in, cut off on the double team. Gets it to Warwick. Now the cutter is Cazell. Cazell misses the lay-in. The Irish continue to miss lay-ins. Omlin quickly the other way. He's going to lay it in. Went right by the Irish defense and laid it in. It's a one-point game. 1:10 to go, first quarter. Irish up 15-14. Cazell up at the top of the key with it to Warwick. Warwick fires a long jumper. It's off the iron and over the back of the backboard. The sales seems to be too sped up right now. Spencer Green says just take your time. So the Irish up six a moment ago, but the Crusaders have scored five in a row. Now Cazell knocks it away from Omlin. He has the ball, gets it to Maddox, Filan to Green to Jimenez, back up to Maddox. Thought about a three, but Omlin comes out on him. Now Green with it, drives on Bowden, the freshman, goes all the way to the basket and lays it in with the left hand. Drew some contact, no call. Irish back up 17-14. That stops a 5-0 run by the Crusaders. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Coach Wood directing his defense. Bowden with Warwick on him. Gets it up top to Omlin, who's got eight first quarter points. Pass inside to Bowden. Goes through his hands. Warwick picks up the loose ball, and the Irish can play for the last shot now. Coach Wood is signaling spread out for Spencer Green. 12 seconds and running on the clock. The shot clocks are off. Played by Morgan. And now for Filan. Filan for three with 2 seconds, and he hits it at the buzzer. Spencer Green got the ball knocked away by Micah Morgan. Didn't panic, ran it down in backcourt. And Maddox Filan seems to be the player they're leaving open in the 5'9 senior. Left corner, Rip City on the three-pointer to beat the buzzer. The Irish go into the first eight-minute break with a 20-14 lead. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So Riverside Christian had pulled within one at 15-14, but the Irish scored the last 5 points of the second quarter and will start the second quarter with the ball. Manning five on 15-footer. Straight away, he's got it. The Irish are breaking down the defense with the penetration, then kicking it out to open shooters. Manning's got 7 points. His brother Maddox, the buzzer beater from the corner to end the first quarter, he leads the Irish in scoring with 8. Omlin with the ball right now leads the Crusaders of 8. They swing it around now to Bowden on the left wing. The freshman dribbles left to right, gets by Green, puts up a tough shot, won't go. Rebound, Malachi Raymond. Outlet to Spencer Green. The starting five for DeSales is out there to start the second quarter. Malachi drives in, kicks in the corner. Maddox filing, shot won't go. Long rebound back to Maddox, hands it to Green. He'll fire the three, it's too long. Manning filing runs down another long rebound. Now Spencer will drive it in and lay it in. So two long threes. And you get those long rebounds, and the Irish able to convert with Spencer Green. The Irish have scored the first 4 points and have opened up a 10-point lead here to start the second quarter. Ball tipped away on a missed shot, and it goes out of bounds into the Crusader crowd across the way off of the Crusaders. So the game was tied at 5. Then the Irish took a 6-point lead at 11-5. And then it was 15-14 at one point. And then the Irish 5-0 run to end the quarter. Now they scored the first 4 points of the second quarter. Wood from the corner. He hits a three. A Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. The Irish have now scored 12 straight points and lead it by 13 at 27-14. 12-0 run in the works. Omlin dribbling, knocked away by Raymond. Omlin gets it back. The Sales man-to-man pressure all over. Micah Morgan in the right corner. Morgan is 2 points in the ballgame. They get to Omlin. He's cut off. Now Rivera on the right side. Drives in. Manning Filan stays on his feet. Here's a little hook shot. Nice play. Good defense, better offense. Michael Rivera, good footwork. The 6'3 senior has 6 points, and that stops a 12-0 run by the Irish. The Sales hold the ball up 27-16. Wood straight away, 16-footer off the mark. Won't go. Rebound tip. And they're going to call a foul on Manning Filan as he was battling with Rivera for the rebound. Manning's first personal. The Irish have 2 fouls in the game. That's the first foul by either team here in the second quarter. Omlin will bring it up court. He leads the Crusaders with 8 points. He had 2 3-point field goals in the first quarter. Micah Morgan has the ball go off his foot. Cohen Wood picks it up. He hustles up the right side. Rivera cuts him off, and Wood loses a handle on the ball and a tough-looking shot. Cohen just, I wasn't sure he was quite sure what to do there. He tried a little Euro step or something and just kind of ran into Rivera. And Rivera fell in front of him. Coach Wood saying, isn't that a flop? Because Cohen got a little confused with the guy laying on the ground right in front of him. They swing it around to Green off the inbound. No, not open for three. He'll drive to the basket and lay it in.
Good spot.
Good set play off the inbound. Spencer threw the ball inbounds, ran around to the three-point line. Got the ball. They jumped the three-point attempt, so he drove to the lane and finished the lane. Irish up 29-16. Morgan to Bowden. Bowden for a long three. Won't go. Rebound, Malachi Raymond tips it and saves it to Green. Now to Maddox Filan. Maddox back to Green in the left corner. Green on the drive. Goes up strong. Scoop to the hoop and in. Spencer missed his first drive to the basket, but he's had a couple of pretty ones there. That was a finger roll with a lot of spin on it as he went around two players. Irish up by 15, 31-16. Spencer Green steals it from Morgan out front. and he'll go lay it in again. And Coach Eaton needs a timeout. DeSales, a 12-0 run wrapped around the end of the first quarter. The Crusaders stopped it with a bucket. And then the Irish are gone another run, leading 33-16 here in the second quarter. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Rivera off the timeout will try to drive baseline. No room to shoot. They'll swing it around now to Johnson up top to Omlin. So the Irish defend their initial play attempt to start that after the quarter. Morgan for a three-point attempt. Won't go. Rivera with the rebound. Tough hook shot off the top of the backboard. Hit the bracing. Good defense by the Irish. So the Irish have outscored the Crusaders 18-2, wrapped around the final about minute of the first quarter and halfway through this second quarter. They kick it over in the right corner to Manning Phelan. Shot won't go. Actually, shot was from the right wing. The rebound rolled out of bounds in the right corner. But the Irish have opened up a 17-point lead. It was 15-14 right down towards the end of the quarter, first quarter, and DeSales is really rolling up on the Crusaders now on their home on the Crusaders' home floor. Omlin gets Raymond in the air. Raymond comes down on top of him, and Cazell and Raymond will help Omlin up, and that's fouls on Malachi, his first. On the floor after the timeout for the Irish, Jackson Cazell and Mateo Jimenez, along with Malachi Raymond, Jake Warwick, and Cohen Wood. So Wood and Raymond, the two starters that are on the floor for the Irish. There's a fadeaway from the corner from Micah Morgan. Both of his made baskets. 17 feet away. Warwick on the drive. Oh, his shot. Well,
good move.
He had a good shot at the rim, and then he chose to try to pass it, and the pass got knocked away. And there's a foul on Jimenez as Rivera was moving up the left sideline right in front of the DeSales bench. That's Jimenez's first foul. Jake's got to shoot that ball. He was right at the rim and then was going to try to pass it unselfishly. But now Omlin has a ball knocked away from behind by Jimenez. Loose ball picked up by Cazell in front court to Warwick. Back up top to Cazell. Swing it over to Jimenez. Jimenez at the top of the key has his pass knocked away by Johnson, but the deflection goes to Wood. Now he finds a cutter, Malachi Raymond, who goes strong to the basket. Shot won't go, but he's fouled by Micah Morgan. I think that is two on Micah Morgan.
And no, it's just one.
Who had the other foul? Then?
Omlin, number three.
Okay, so Omlin had the other foul.
Yeah.
So Malachi Raymond will shoot two free throws. Malachi hasn't scored in the ball game. He misses the first free throw. Malachi missed the first, I think, five games of the season with that broken finger from the football season. And then he's slowly been working back into shape, but you can tell he's a little frustrated with his game right now. But we've still got a lot of season left. One more week of the regular season, but then you've got the playoff season. And the Irish are veterans of that. Just got to try to peak at the right time. Malachi hit the second free throw. The Irish are up 34-18. Bowden into front court with it. Passes down low to Omlin. The head fake working against Raymond. Kick out to Bowden. Three on the way off the back iron. High rebound. Rivera fighting for it with Jimenez. Ball's loose on the floor. Bowden's got it. His attempt is blocked out of there by Cohen Wood and then off to Sales. So Rivera really battling on the boards for Riverside Christian, the 6'3 senior. And then the ball got ended up in Bowden's hand, and Cohen Wood rejected it and went off of Bowden out of bounds. Irish in the front court to my right, sitting in the top row of the bleachers here at Riverside Christian Crusaders campus. Jimenez on the drive. He hits the deck hard, and he's fouled, and we'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul was on Micah Rivera, his first personal. And Mateo Jimenez, the six-foot freshman, will shoot two free throws. Now, I'm not always very good at keeping track of things, but I do not think Riverside Christian has substituted in this ballgame so far. 2:17 to go in the first half, and only five players have been on the floor for Riverside Christian. Mateo hits the first free throw. Irish are up 35-18. It was 15-14 inside 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and it's been all Irish since then. Mateo's second one is off the mark. Rebounded by Micah Morgan. He wants to run. He'll race it the other way. Challenges Green, goes strong to the hoop and lays it in. Micah Morgan, the 6'2 senior, has 6 points. Athletic move there. Irish up 35-20, 2 minutes to go. Coach Wood says, let's slow it down. But no, the Irish keep attacking. Jimenez loses the ball out of bounds. The Irish have the lead. The Crusaders really seem to want to run. The Irish willing to run as well. But when you're up 15, unless it's a great opportunity, run some clock. Because the Crusaders want the up and down game. When they get them in the half court game like right now, the Irish defense has been pretty tough on them. Up top to Johnson. Johnson to Omlin. Omlin drives with the right elbow. Nice. Oh, it started off as a really nice Euro step move. He was open for about an 8-footer. Then he said, hey, if I take one more step, I got to land, which he did, but he traveled. Up quickly to Warwick. Warwick's pass knocked away and stolen by Johnson. Ball security for the Irish. Bit of an issue here a little bit lately. 1:28 to go in the first half. DeSales up 35-20. Now to Bowden in the right corner to Morgan. Warwick on him, cuts him off on the baseline. Now pass it up top to Johnson. 12 on the shot clock. Omlin with it. The top key. Now Morgan's got it. He's their top threat. He drives in, puts the shot up strong. It won't go, but he's fouled. I think that's Jimenez is going to pick that one up. So who is that on? Warwick? Jake Warwick's foul. And Micah Morgan has become more assertive offensively here in the second quarter. He had just one field goal in the first quarter. He has two more in here in the second quarter for a total of 6 points. He misses the first free throw. These are the first free throw attempts of the game for Riverside Christian. They come with 1:10 to go in the first half. Malachi Raymond checks in for Warwick. Irish have a 15-point lead. They led by 17, I think, at one point. Morgan misses them both. Raymond out-duels Rivera for the rebound. Green now with it in the front court. Left wing pass to Gazelle. He has it knocked away by Bowden. Skids to the floor to get it. Gets it right to Raymond. Raymond kicks out to Maddox Hyland. Three on the way from the corner. Off the iron. High rebound attempt. Bowden pulls it down. He's a freshman. He's got some skills. Gets it out to Rivera. 49 seconds to go, first half. Rivera is stripped by Maddox Hyland. Bowden's on his hip. Can't do anything about it. Maddox lays it in. The steal and the coast-to-coast lay-in by the 5'9 senior. Maddox Scott has 10. Irish lead is back up to 17 points at 37-20. Defensive chant from the Irish bench. Johnson with 28 seconds to go in the half. 15 on the shot clock. Now Bowden with a down low to Rivera. And we got a whistle and a reach-in foul on the Irish. And that will put Rivera at the free throw line. With 21.7 seconds left. The foul on Gazelle reaching in. And Rivera will shoot free throws. Irish up 37-20. Left-handed shooter. First one is on the way. Back up. So the team is over three. Senior day. The game started at 4. Jimenez and Gazelle check out. Manning Filin and Cohen Wood in. So Coach Eric Wood gets his starting five back out there, anticipating the opportunity to play for the last shot of the half. And Rivera hits the second free throw. So Maddox Filin will bring it up court. Game situation here. 18 seconds clock running. Irish will play for one shot. It looks like Maddox gets it to Wood on the right wing. Now down low to Raymond on the End line, swinging around in the corner to Green. Nope. Three on the way, too strong, off the mark, won't go. Johnson with the rebound. 3 seconds left, into front court it goes. Rivera will try to throw one up, it's no good. So DeSales got the shot they wanted. Spencer just a little strong with it, but a nice second quarter. Irish took a 6-point lead at the end of the quarter, and they've grown it to 16 points at the half. The Irish up 37-21. You're listening to the basketball game on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages. All made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. The Sales boys up 37-21 here at Riverside Christian School in Yakima. And the Irish hit their opening shot of the game, a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. I think it was Spencer Green hit it. And then Riverside Christian came down to hit a 2 on their first possession. And then the Irish got a 2-point field goal to lead 5-3 early. Then it was 5-5. The Irish opened up a 10-5 lead. And then they got the Crusaders got it closer. And then it was actually 15-14 with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And the Irish went on a 5-0 run, including a Maddox 5-3-point field goal to beat the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. And the Irish were up 20-14. And then they really got going to start the second quarter. And those 5 points to end the first quarter, then the Irish scored 12 straight at the start of the second quarter. And finally, Coach Jason Eaton took a timeout. And at one point, the Irish had outscored the Crusaders 18-2 at the halfway mark of the second quarter. They end up outscoring Riverside Christian 17-7. So the Irish defense has been very good against a Riverside Christian team that seems to like to go one-on-one a lot, create their own shots. And the Irish man-to-man defense has been very good for the most part. And they lead it by 16 at the half. We'll take a look at the schedule of upcoming games. A very busy week next week, the last week of the regular season. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, we had a Sports Center top 10 play here during halftime. Middle school age looking guy up in the far corner, in the Crusader corner, they call it. He's got his winter coat on. A ball ended up, there's some little kids out shooting around. A ball ended up in the top row of the bleachers, and that young man stood up and shot the ball from the fifth row of six rows of bleachers, and it was nothing but net. And then all of his buddies were going crazy, and he just sat down and smiled like I do that all the time. You know, it's kind of fun to watch. Well, next week is going to be fun to watch at DeSales. Four games on tap next week, all league games. Three of them are home games. Now, keep in mind the standings. On the girls' side, the Lady Irish are 5-3 right now. Liberty Christian is at Yakima Nation Tribal, likely will lose that one. They'll be 6-3. Sunnyside Christian is playing Prescott. They'll likely win that one. So heading into the final week, Sunnyside Christian will be likely 5-4. The Irish 5-3. Liberty Christian girls 6-3. The good news, all of them will make the playoffs, but you want to get the highest seed you can. So keep that in mind. Here's the schedule of games. Monday, Walla Walla Valley Academy at DeSales. Tuesday, DeSales goes to Liberty Christian. Tip off for the girls game for both of those is 6 p.m. followed by the boys. And then Friday, Sunnyside Christian is in the DeSales gym, girls at 6, followed by the boys. And then Saturday to end the regular season on senior night, Touche, very athletic boys team. The girls game will tip off at 4, and the boys game will be at 5:30. So in the boys standing, playing those same schools, DeSales boys are 8-1 right now and up by 16 at the half. They're in second place. Sunnyside Christian is 6-3. And Touche is 6-5. Sunnyside Christian is going to beat winless Prescott tonight. So they'll be 7-3 heading into next week. And Touche is idle tonight. So there's the Irish have a good leg up there in the second place spot. But the Irish would love to beat Liberty Christian and tie them for first place next week. So a big week next week for the Irish girls and boys. One more break, and we'll come back and have the halftime stats and second half action. The Sales boys lead it at the half 37-21 on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, we're Both teams are huddled up with their coaches as we wind down the halftime break. Riverside Christian under head coach Jason East, and he has not substituted in this game. They have 12 players suited up, but only five of them have played. Three of them have scored. Micah Morgan, 6 points, 7 points for Micah Rivera. Those are their two seniors. And 8 points for Julian Omlin, the 6'1 junior. A couple of Hank Warden Edward Jones threes and a 2-point field goal in the first quarter. He did not score in the second quarter. Coach Wood has played 8 players, so stamina should be in the Irish's favor as this game keeps going. 1 point for Mateo Jimenez, 1 for Malachi Raymond, 5 for Cohen Wood, 7 for Manning Filan, and the Irish already have 2 players in double figures. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior, has 10. Spencer Green, the 5'10 senior, has 13. Riverside Christian will start the second half with the ball. Micah Morgan drives baseline, gets a shot to go, and he's fouled in the process. So they get a 3-point play the hard way. Well, they get an opportunity for a 3-point play as Coach Easton says, let's get our number one score going. And the foul was called on, was that on Cohen Wood?
Yes.
So that's Cohen's first foul. Morgan misses the free throw, but Rivera with the rebound, his shot partially blocked. Raymond gets it, outlet to Maddox, line up court to Green. Green will drive in, goes around Bowden, and misses the lay-in in traffic. Rebound Rivera. 37-23, Irish lead is at 14. Johnson fires a deep three off the mark, won't go. Raymond with the rebound. Maddox Filan will bring it in front court. Irish moving right to left from my vantage point. At the top of the stairwell of these 6 rows of bleachers, the Riverside Christian bench is down to my right. And then at the other end of the court from my vantage point, the Irish bench. Maddox Filan thought about a three, won't take it. Takes a couple dribbles. Omlin cuts it off. Now Wood to the right elbow. Back to Filan. Three on the way. He's got it. Maddox Filan feeling it. His third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Irish up 40-23. Omlin picks up his dribble between the circles. Now to Bowden deep on the right wing. Right corner back to Omlin. Raymond on Omlin. Omlin goes by him. Raymond knocks it away. Loose ball goes to Green. Ahead to Wood. Wood goes up strong on Morgan and lays it in. Malachi Raymond with the steal. The ball goes to Green. Green hits Cohen and an easy bucket. Irish up 42-23. There's a one of those tough fadeaways by Morgan. Won't go. Rivera with the rebound. His shot blocked out of there by Filan. Manning ahead to Maddox, ahead to Malachi, who lays it into Sales. Off and running now. They've scored 7 in a row after the Crusaders open the second half with a basket. Irish up 44-23. There's a look away by, and then the ball battle out and beat Pearson. Malachi very handsy with the defense. He's got at least a couple of steals already this quarter, and I think maybe a block shot, too, as it was happening kind of fast for me. But that stolen ball bound and beat 2 Irish players to the ball. Now, Omlin drives in. He has a shot knocked out of bounds off of DeSales. So another block shot for the Irish. I think it's Malachi getting his hand on those. 25 on the shot clock. 6:05 to go. Third quarter just underway. They get it in bounds to Rivera, knocked out of bounds by Manning Filan. The defense has really been solid for the Irish, and Coach Wood has really been preaching that. Inbound pass knocked away by Green. It goes down off of again. So for the third time now, had to get it in bounds. Now they're all the way up our corner. Rivera back lightning pass to Morgan. Morgan's rebound. Manning. He saves it from going out of bounds. Goes right. He drilled it right off the top of the head of Waylon Johnson. Then it went off the wall and then hit the cheerleaders. So Manning doing some damage over there in the Crusader corner where their student section is. Up top the Wood. Down low to Manning Filan. Turns on Rivera. Puts up a little hook shot. He leaves it short. Manning has such a good quick move, but he fades away just a little bit. Johnson. On the right wing, in the corner now, Bowden with it. Back up to Johnson, swing it to Morgan. In the left corner, Omlin. Three on the way over Raymond. Shot won't go. Rivera with the rebound inside, goes up strong. Shot blocked out of there by Manning Filan. The Irish going, it's a block party for the Irish here in the second half. Wood down low to Manning Filan. He's on the end line, tries to get it to Maddox, and it's knocked out of bounds by Johnson. The Sales defense is very ball hawkish. 5:19 to go, third quarter. 44-23, Irish with a 21-point lead. They find Phelan inside, but it's knocked away by Johnson. Looked open there for a second. Spencer just a little late getting the ball inside, and Johnson knocked that out of bounds. So they'll move to the right of the basket as you would face the basket. They get inside to Raymond. Raymond dumps it to Wood, who cut to the basket, and he'll lay it in. Malachi had his defender on his back. Cohen cut to the basket. Nice little dump pass by Malachi. Cohen's got 9 points. He's got four in this quarter. And the Irish have doubled up on the Crusaders, 46-23. Up top to Micah Morgan. Spins in the lane. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Malachi Raymond. Now to Spencer Green. Up court to Maddox. Maddox won the right corner to Wood. Back to Maddox. Swing it to Green. Green on the drive. Bounce past the corner to Wood. Open for three. He'll take it. And he hits it. Nice shot. Pretty. Bowden got there light.
Pretty shot.
Nice follow through. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Rip City. Cohen Woods, 7 points in the quarter, 12 for the game. That last one, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three ball from the corner pocket. Irish up 48-23. They're blowing this one open here early in the third quarter. Johnson up top with it, and they're doing it with defense and good offense. Good combination. Johnson from the corner, he hits it over Raymond. A contested three by Waylon Johnson. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Stops an Irish 13-0 run. We got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Riverside Christian scored the first basket of the second half, and then the Irish scored 12 in a row. I said 13, it was 12, and that three-pointer by Johnson stops that. The Crusader foul was on
Mr. Johnson.
Johnson's first foul. The Irish inbound at the corner to Maddox, five on the left. Now Jimenez is checked in, gets inside to Raymond. Raymond puts up a tough one in the lane. Malachi's got it. Malachi, a couple second-half field goals. Malachi's rebounding defense are really present right now, and he seems to get more confident offensively as well. Irish up 50-26. Micah Morgan pass inside to Rivera, knocked away by Jimenez. Jimenez outfights him for the deflected ball. DeSales defense to offense. Green inside to Raymond. Raymond tries a little Euro step, contact, and a foul. The first half at times was a little ragged and whatnot, but DeSales is really looking solid. Real good defense, and they are picking the right moments to attack the basket. Malachi's first free throw rolls around and drops. Nice touch. Hit about every part of the rim it could before it fouled. Who was that foul on?
Mr. Johnson.
So two in a row on Waylon Johnson. Waylon. Irish up 51-26. They're really opening it up. Malachi hits both free throws. Malachi and Cohen Wood really going to work here in the second half. Cohen has 7 third quarter points. Malachi has 6. Irish up 52-26. Johnson gets it to Morgan. Morgan tries to take a step back free, but Jimenez right on him. Now down low to Rivera. To Omlin. Omlin on the baseline. Cut off nicely by Raymond. Now ball knocked away. Omlin gets it back. Now Wood steals it from him. And we're going to say a kick ball on DeSales. Cohen Wood, I guess he got a little hacky sack kick in there to get that ball back.
Must have. I missed it. I was blocked out.
Yeah. 3:10 to go, first half. Sales up 52-26. Johnson to inbound to Bowden. He will. Green on him. Bowden, the freshman, gets the corner on Green. Can't hit the shot. Hits the deck. Rivera with the rebound. He puts it back in. Good job by Michael Rivera. Irish up 52-28. 2:56 to go, third quarter. Cohen Wood in the right corner with up top to Jimenez. Goes by Bowden all the way to the basket. Goes up strong, and he's fouled. Bowden got right up on Jimenez. A couple of freshmen matched up, and Mateo went right by him. And then Riverside Christian player met him at the rim. Who was it?
Omlin.
Omlin with the foul. That's his second. Stops the clock with 2:47 to go in the third quarter. Spencer Green's going to get a break as Jackson Gazelle checks in. So Mateo, who has 1 point on one of two free throws in the first half, misses his first one there. The Irish are 4 of 6 at halftime. They're now 6 of 7. Second free throw by Jimenez is good. Good adjustment by Mateo. He's got 2 points. Omlin will bring it into front court. Irish sagging man-to-man now. Now Wood on Morgan over on the left wing. Back up top to Omlin. Swing it right corner to Bowden. Maddox on him. Bowden looking for a cutter inside. Gets it up high to Rivera. He wasn't open down low. Jimenez right on him. Rivera will take him to the basket and gets fouled. Rivera the senior, Mateo the freshman. Nice matchup. And that foul on Jimenez is his second. And Michael Rivera will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The 6'3 senior has 9 points in the ballgame. The Crusaders are 1 of 5 from the free throw line for the game. Left-handed free throw is up and off the front iron. All five of the Crusaders starters have played all of the minutes in this game. Coach Jason Eaton has not gone to the bench at all. And second one also off the mark. Long rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Riverside Christian. A little delay in the call there. Jake Warwick has checked in. He'll inbound the ball. So the Irish starters out there are Maddox, Filan, and Malachi Raymond. Warwick, Gazelle, and Jimenez off of Coach Wood's bench. Pass inside to Raymond, wide open for the shot. He's fouled by Bowden. DeSales doing a nice job spreading the floor and then using screens to free cutters coming to the basket. The foul was on Bowden, correct?
Yes.
And Malachi's at the line to shoot two. First one, good. My. You can really see Malachi's shot settling in. Good rotation. Nothing but net on that one. He's hit 4 free throws in a row after missing his first attempt at the ball game. Second one is also good. Malachi, 8 points in the quarter, 9 for the game. 55-28 Irish, 2:12 to go, third quarter. The Sales trying to maintain their second in the league standing and go into next week with some nice momentum when they play 4 league games to close out the season. Of course, that big one, you can't look ahead of any game, but that big one at Liberty Christian on Tuesday. Riverside Christian loses the ball out of bounds down to my right. Irish are back into front court. Maddox filing deep on the right wing. Now gets it to Jimenez. Jimenez kicks it over to Raymond. Raymond for 15 off the iron, won't go. Rebound Rivera. Rivera, long outlet to Micah Morgan. Gazelle cuts him off. He'll shoot from 17. He hits it. He likes that floater from about 17 on the baseline. He doesn't go up straight. He either drifts to the side or back. But he can hit it. He's got 10. There's a 3 by Warwick. Shot won't go. Rebounded by Omlin. Omlin will get by Raymond in backcourt. Now up court to Rivera. Up top to Morgan. On him is Maddox Filan. Morgan tries to get inside. The ball knocked away by Jimenez. And Maddox Filan comes up with the loose ball. Morgan wanted a foul. A little frustrated. Maddox finds Raymond inside. Kick in the corner to Warwick. Can't handle the pass. Picks it back up. Now gets it to Gazelle, and we got a 3-second violation. So, Jake, they threw the pass to Warwick in position to shoot the ball, but he dropped it and then fumbled it a little bit, and Jimenez was on the backside with rebounding position, and then by the time it got passed off to Gazelle, Mateo had been in there too long. 3-second violation. The Crusaders into front court. We're inside a minute to go, third quarter. They set a screen for Johnson for a 3, but Cazell runs right through it. Good defense. Omlin with it now. Up top to Bowden. Pass inside to Morgan. Gets inside on Warwick, and he's fouled. Got Warwick in the air. So they're really trying to get the ball to Micah Morgan. He scored the first bucket of the third quarter, which started a big run for the Irish. And he hit a...
Oh, wow.
They say not
before
a shooting
shot.
Foul.
That's good foul.
So who was that on again? That was on Jake?
Jake.
Yeah. So that worked out. They say he wasn't in the act of shooting. And now Maddox Filan tips it away from Bowden, and it goes off his foot out of bounds. So I thought Morgan was going to line for free throws. Instead, the Crusaders turn it over, and the Irish, with 38 seconds to go, will come into front court, leading 55-30 here to end the third quarter. Gazelle, a little 17-footer, kind of a fadeaway shot, won't go. Rebound tip, last touch by Jimenez.
Trying to do a little fish eating. Good job.
Yep. 30.1 seconds to go in the quarter. 30 on the shot clock. So Riverside Christian could play for the final shot. within a tenth of a second. In the corner to Morgan. He'll take the three and hit the three over Warwick. So Micah Morgan heating up a little bit. His Hank Warden Edward Jones three has the Crusaders back within 22. Now 10 seconds to go in the third. Irish get it to Maddox Filan. He hit a three to end the first quarter. He gets it to Raymond. A deep three with 1 second. He hits it. Malachi Raymond. Nice quarter for Malachi. And he's so nonchalant about it. He just had the hand in the cookie jar, that follow through. He just held it there. First half with their beater from half court. So the sales up 58-30.
Give me the ball, last second shot.
Yeah, he's a
cool cucumber.
He's either into it or he's not. There's no in between.
He's into it tonight, by golly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 point third quarter.
Spencer didn't play much that third quarter. He's in there, though.
He didn't. Is he feeling a little bit?
No, I don't know. I think he's fine. It's good to have to do it with.
Or, you know. Yeah, good.
We're back live. This is
we're off the air.
Yeah, we're off the air. That's it.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Okay, we're back live. I hope we got unhooked for a while. I had my personal phone ringing. The phone that we're doing the game on wasn't working. It's been a shootout. I haven't been keeping track of anything, but the Irish are up 62-41. A lot of points here to start the fourth quarter. I was actually in the middle of doing my stats of the third quarter. Malachi Raymond is on fire. He just hit a bucket. So 6 minutes to go in the game. Irish up 64-41. Now Rivera with it deep on the right wing. For some reason, it seems like in Yakima, we should have good cell reception, but we only have two little bars. So we got disconnected. Morgan for three from the left corner. Micah Morgan hits it. Irish lead is 20 at 64-44. Maddox Filan, Malachi Raymond, Manning Filan, who has it now, kicks it up to Maddox, swing it to Wood. Irish have the starting five out there. Spencer Green in the right corner. Maddox Feiland has the ball, though. He drives in, gets it to his brother Manning. Manning drives in. He scores. He's fouled. So I'll have to get my score sheet updated. Lon Olson, my partner, has been working hard to keep it all squared away. I think that foul is on Omlin. Riverside Christian is not substituted in this ball game, and we're in that fourth quarter. A couple there. You got Omlin with his hands on his hips. Johnson and Rivera bent over at the, with their hands on their knees. They're a tired bunch of guys. Now, anything I tell you stat-wise is always unofficial. It's very unofficial now until the end of the ballgame. Manning completes a three-point play. He's got 10 points at least. Irish up 67-44. He comes out of the ballgame, does Manning. Jimenez comes in. Cazell came in for Raymond. Warwick also in there. Spencer Green stays in. In fact, Spencer's and Cohen Wood are the two starters that are on the floor. Coach Wood continuing to work on different rotations. Inbound to Johnson. Up top it goes to Omlin. Green on him. Gets it to Rivera. Rivera on the drive left side. Pass down low to Omlin. Omlin puts it up and in. Nice offensive set for the Crusaders. And now Johnson steals it away from Cohen Wood. Comes the other way. Cohen says, hey, rake me across the arm. No call. You got to hustle back. Cohen is back in the defensive end now. Now Cazell right on Morgan. Kick out to Bowden. Bowden for three. Won't go. Rebound Cazell. Outlet to Green. Coach Wood says, go, go, go. Ahead to Jimenez behind the defense. Dumps it to Warwick. Very unselfish. Warwick misses a lay-in. Jimenez had a wide open lay-in. Dumped it to Warwick and Jake couldn't finish it. But these guys, the Riverside Christian Crusaders are so tired. The Sales just needs to run, run, run and put a dagger in them at this point. They've already got a few nails in the coffin, leading by 21 with 4:20 to go. Wood on Micah Morgan. They inbound it to him. Looking for room to shoot, trying to back in on Wood. Gets triple team, kick out to Bowden. Three on the way, off the iron, won't go. Rebound to Cazell. Outlet goes to Green. Green behind the defense to Warwick. And Jake will finish that one. And officially, that's Jake's first basket of the ball game. 3:58 to go in the contest. Irish up 69-46. Johnson, a deep three off the iron, won't go. Rebound Green. Ahead to Wood behind the defense. And Wood will lay it in. The tank is empty for the Crusaders. The Sales beating him down the floor easily. 71-46. Now, pass tip by Green, goes to Omlin, back to Bowden, on the baseline to Rivera. Rivera trying to size up Jimenez, backs him into the elbow area, kick out to Johnson. That's a long three, he hits it. He was out NBA range, Waylon Johnson's. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, Irish up 71-49. Green drives baseline, kicks left corner to Jimenez. He'll shoot the three, and he'll hit it. Mateo Jimenez getting to the Hank Warden Edward Jones three act for the Irish. They hit five in the first half. That's their third one of the second half at least, as I was off my scorekeeping duties for a couple minutes. Irish up 74-49, 2:55 to go in the game. Hard drive to the basket by Micah Morgan. He's fouled. The shot goes in. The foul is on Spencer Green, his third. And Micah Morgan hit the shot. Morgan, 18 points unofficially, and Coach Wood is gonna call off the dog, so to speak. Five reserve players check in, and the Riverside Christian guys say, take a deep breath. And there now Coach Easton will start sending his guys in. Morgan misses the free throw, rebound Tice Wood. Tice Wood, Caleb Bingham, Nick Quattle, and Ben Garcia in the game. And there's the ball taken away from Wood by Omlin. Pass ahead to Morgan. And now Coach Easton can get, Eaton can get three of his reserves in. Number two, Austin Stevens, a 5'11 sophomore, checks in. Number 35, Jackson Smith, a 6'1 junior, checks in. And number five, Jace Oliver, 6'1 junior, checked in. Oliver started in the game down in Walla Walla on December 19th. And there's a steal by Morgan. And Morgan takes it away from Quaddle, and he'll go the other way and lay it in. 74-53 Irish, 2:20 to go. Ticewood goes right by Stevens at the foul line area. Pass inside, stolen by Michael Rivera. So the two seniors on senior day here at Riverside Christian are staying in the game. And Micah Morgan fires a three, backboard, nothing else. Garcia keeps the rebound alive, and Wood comes up with the loose ball. Tice will bring it into front court to Quaddle. And we got timeout to Sales. Full timeout, 1:59 to go in the ball game. Irish up 74-53. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Copy me.
And 8 points for the boys. Both teams, I missed 8 points. That ball gets inbounded. Oh! The ball got inbounded to Dominic Fazari. It got knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. But Tice Wood, the freshman, who inbounded the ball initially, caught the ball, which means if he would have just got out of the way, it would have been the Sales ball. To come the other way, ball knocked loose. Dominic Ferrari's got it. He gets it to Ticewood. Irish will bring in the front court. Ben Garcia gets the top of key to Bingham. Back to the basket. Bingham finds Wood cutting on the baseline. Pulls up from 8 feet. Won't go. Rebound by Micah Morgan. Micah Morgan, the senior, is going to try to go coast to coast. He's caught up. Gets it to Rivera. The two seniors hook up for one of the final times on their home court. A couple of seniors. They're just outside the standings at top four. They're at number five. Got to have some things go their way to make the postseason. There's a missed shot by the Irish. Rebound tipped and out of bounds off of Riverside Christian. Quaddle will inbound with 107 to go. Cross the way. Nicholas looking for an open player. Gets up top to Garcia. Rivera on him. Now left wing to Tice Wood. Comes between the circles. Back to Garcia. Garcia, a little ball fake. Gets to the right elbow. No room to shoot. Gets it to Dominic Fazari in the baseline. He's double teamed inside. Puts up a tough shot off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Stevens for Riverside Christian. 49 seconds left. The Sales boys will win this one on the road in Yakima. Shot missed by Rivera. Rebound tip. They get it back to Rivera, and he puts it in. Jackson Smith, 6'1 junior, got the offensive board and then gave it right back to his senior teammate so he could score on senior day again. So Bingham with it now. Wood drives to the left elbow to now Garcia on the left wing. Trying to go baseline. Pass inside to Fazari. Fazari hits the deck. Ball's loose. Goes out of bounds off the Sales. 16.4 seconds to go in the ball game. Coach Wood said, hey, they're pushing our guy. Yeah. So Coach Wood coaching hard right to the very end. 74-57 Irish. Step back jumper by Morgan. Off the mark, won't go. Hartwig tries for the rebound. It goes out of bounds off him. 3 seconds left. The Irish just need to inbound the ball and hold it. And Tice Wood will dribble it. And that'll be the ball game. The Sales boys win it on the road, run their win streak to 6 games with a 74-57 win. We'll be back with the happy totals on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at Riverside Christian School as the crowd leaves this early tip-off, 4 p.m. The Irish boys win it 74-57. The Sales goes to 9-1 in the Great Division, 13-3 overall. A six-game win streak intact heading into the final week of the regular season. Riverside Christian loses their second game in a row, and they fall to 5-7 in the division, 10-7 overall. The Irish, in the first quarter, hit their first shot of the game. So did Riverside Christian. The Irish led 10-5 at one point. Riverside Christian came back and tied it at 10, if I recall. And then the Irish score the last 5 points of the first quarter, including a buzzer-beating Hank Warden Edward Jones three by Maddox Phelan, one of 5 3-pointers in the first half for the Irish to outscore the Crusaders 20-14 in the first quarter. And the DeSales really played complementary basketball, suffocating defense and opportunistic offense in the second quarter. A lot of the offense created by good defense. They outscored Riverside Christian 17-7 in that second quarter. There was an 18-2 run in there wrapped around the tail end of the first quarter, and they led 37-21 at the halftime. And then in the third quarter, the Irish outscored 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, outscored Riverside Christian 19-12. Let's see, to lead 56-33 going into the final 8 minutes. Then somewhere during that end of that quarter, our cell reception went haywire. So I was off the air for a few minutes trying to get back on the air. So my stat keeping took a hit, but Lon Olson was right there to pick us up and take us home. And the Irish unofficially outscore the Crusaders 18-14 in the fourth quarter, as Riverside Christian, with a couple minutes to go, put their reserves in the ballgame, except for the two seniors who played the whole game for Riverside Christian here on their senior day. We'll get individual totals and wrap things up when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. the best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, okay, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Giselle didn't score. Okay, we're back live. We're going to give the individual totals, again, with the disclaimer that these are unofficial, especially the fourth quarter scoring. But I think we got the most important score right. Irish win at 74-57. Individual totals for Riverside Christian. Coach Jason Eaton, until the last minute or so, played just his five starters, but he did get three other guys in the ballgame down the stretch. I'm just going to go from the top of their sheet to the bottom. Judah Bowden, the 5'11 freshman who started and played almost the whole game, did not score. Austin Stevens got right into the end of the game. He didn't score. Julian Omlin ended up with 10 points. Waylon Johnson ended up with 6. Jace Oliver came at the end, did not score. Micah Morgan, 8, 10, 13, 16, 18, 20. For Micah Morgan, the 6'2 senior, he had a big second half after the Irish held him to just 6 points in the first half. And then 13 points for Micah Rivera. Those last two guys, Morgan and Rivera, their seniors, had 33 of their 57 points. And again, I'm off on some of that, I'm sure. So Jackson Smith played but did not score. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys. So they got 8 guys in the game, 16. 36, 46, 49. I'm 8 points off for Riverside Christian. Do you have their totals?
Yeah. I had Julian for 13.
Julian Omlin had 13. Okay.
Johnson had 6. And Morgan had 20. And Rivera had 18.
Oh, 18. So he must have been the guy doing all the scoring when I was trying to get the phone hooked up.
He had 9 in the fourth quarter.
Okay. So, Micah Rivera, 18, Micah Morgan, 20. Those two seniors, 38 of their 57 points. And Julian Omlin, who had 8 first quarter points, did not score again until the fourth quarter, where he's had a must have had a 2 and a 3 for his 13 points. The Crusaders really struggled from the free throw line, unofficially 2 of 9 from the free throw line. They made 2 first half three-pointers. They made unofficially 4 more in the second half for 6 three-pointers. For DeSales, a very balanced effort. Every one of Coach Wood's players got in the ballgame. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 guys got in the ballgame today. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them scored. 5 of them in double figures. What balance by the Irish. 2 points for Jake Warwick. 4 points for Mateo Jimenez. 2 points. Oh, no, Jackson Gazelle didn't score, you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
I had Mateo for 5.
Okay, Mateo. Well, that's fine. 4 or 5. Oh, yeah, 5. Yes, thank you. He had 5. That's probably where, anyway. And then five players in double figures. Again, unofficially, Manning Filan, 10 points. Spencer Green, 13 points. Malachi Raymond, 14 points. Maddox Filan, 15 points. And Cohen Wood, 17 points. Cohen Wood and Malachi Raymond, well, actually, Malachi didn't score in the first quarter, but Cohen Wood and Maddox Filan each scored in every quarter. Now, my score sheet's a mess. Any thoughts on the game in general, Coach Olson, and then your thoughts on player of the game? We haven't really had a chance to discuss it, but I've got some ideas.
Yeah, I feel like they're coming together. We missed a few bunnies tonight, but not as many as we have. So
yeah.
I like to think we've turned the corner, and they really moved the ball well. And the shots they missed, most of their shots were good shots tonight. We have a tendency to shoot before we're ready.
We sped ourselves up quite a bit at times, especially in the first half. But, hey, we don't want to be perfect right now. We want to be perfect mid to late February and into the state tournament in March. And Malachi Raymond's a guy that in that second half, for the first time this year and for an extended period, Malachi seemed like the Malachi from last year, who was one of the top scorers and rebounders at the state tournament. As a sophomore, he's been off that slow start with the hurt finger and illness and whatnot, but he scored unofficially 13 points in the second half. He was 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Unless you've got any objections, I think he's our Dairy Queen player of the game.
Who was that again?
Malachi.
No, Malachi stepped up. Definitely his best game.
And Maddox Filan, he's pretty steady too. And he hit that Hank Warren Edward Jones three to end the first quarter. And that helped the Irish get rolling into that 18-2 run. And he scored in every quarter. He'd be a very good honorable mention for that. Well, Cohen Wood had a nice second half as he scored 12 of his 17 points. The Irish get the win. They go to 9-1 in the division. They're in second place. They're 13-3 in a big week next week for the girls and boys. 4 games in 5 days or 6 days starting on Monday. Monday, Walla Walla Valley Academy at DeSales. Girls tip off at 6, followed by the boys. Tuesday, big road trip to Richland to take on Liberty Christian. The Liberty Christian girls in second place. The Lady Irish 1 game behind them in the standings that aren't official, of course. We've got games yet to play tonight. And then the Liberty Christian boys heading into tonight's action at Yakima Nation Tribal. Liberty Christian is undefeated on the season, ranked number 1 in the state. The Irish boys just 1 game behind them. The Irish only division loss, of course, to Liberty Christian. So that'll be a big one Tuesday at Richland. And then Friday, the Irish are home against a very good Sunnyside Christian program. Sunnyside Christian's boys are in the hunt. They're in third place, a couple games back in the standings of the Irish. They'll be 1 game back after tonight. They're hosting Windlass Prescott. So Sunnyside Christian will be tough for the girls and the boys as well. That's Friday, girls at 6, boys at 7:30. Then the Touche teams come to the Irish gym to close out the regular season for senior night. Girls will tip off at 4, followed by the boys. And those Touche boys, a very athletic group, they'll present a real challenge for anybody they play in the division. So that's a look at the final week of the regular season coming up. Glad you've joined us. On behalf of Lon Olson, we'd like to thank you for listening. Please patronize all of our great sponsors, and a great job back at the studio by Gabe. Sorry about the reception challenges, and hopefully you got the final score where the Irish boys win it 74 to covered up my notes.
57.
74 to 57. All right. With that, we'll say God bless. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Go Seahawks. And back to the studios of 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.